From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Eric Anderson reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission reversed itself August 28th, allowing the Constitution Pipeline Project to go through in Schoharie County. The State Department of Environmental Conservation had previously denied water permits to the $750 million 121-mile pipeline that would bring fracked natural gas from Pennsylvania to Schoharie County. But this week, FERC decided that the DEC had waited too long to reject the water permits, so the pipeline was back on. Environmental and local activists said the project endangers local waterways. Wes Gillingham, associate director of Catskill Mountain Keeper, who also said a new lawsuit against the project would be filed, said, and I quote, "The pipeline would cut a large swath across eastern Catskills and damage the water," end quote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Sarah Tapton reports in Columbia Green Media that usually a municipality will hold a public hearing before taking action, listening to local opinion before changing something. The Village of Catskill is holding a public hearing September 25th about a pair of new stop signs on Woodland Avenue that are already in place. The signs are at the intersections of Day Street and Woodland Avenue and Grace Court and Woodland Avenue. Catskill Village Trustee Peter Gross said, and I quote, "We had complaints of people speeding on Woodland Avenue. We also had complaints of the road being used for a shortcut. People were not going to the intersection at Spring Street," end quote. But the 2011 New York State Traffic Sign Handbook for Local Roads says stop signs are not recommended to control speeding. According to the manual, and I quote, "There is some evidence that frequent stop signs may actually increase the speed between signs. Excessive use of stop signs can lead to disregard for them," end quote. Grossi said the board will likely vote on the same night as the hearing on whether to approve the stop signs that are already in place. More about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports at Spectrum News that both Democrats and Republicans have rosy views of how their parties will fare in the 2020 elections. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said August 28th that Democrats will grow the majority. She said, and I quote, "We will begin next year with 40 members. My prediction is a minimum of 43, end quote. New York State Republican Party Chair Nick Langsworthy earlier in the week said his party lost the Senate in just one election, and he believes they could win back the 18-seat deficit in the next election. Langsworthy said August 28th, and I quote, "Coming out of that last session, there's no way they should be reelected as a majority. What they accomplished was completely irresponsible, shoved down the throats of New Yorkers at the expense of taxpayers," end quote. But Republicans could face a much higher turnout from Democrats in 2020 who want change at the top of the party's ticket. Read more about this story at Spectrum News. David Lombardo reports in the Albany Times-Union that on August 29th, state officials approved the outstanding $7.825 million in funding to hold early voting this year around New York. State Budget Director Robert Majaika said in a statement, and I quote, "There was never any question that the full $10 million to support early voting would be made available, and the full amount has been approved today," end quote. Local election officials burdened with the mandate to hold early voting without the funding sounded alarms recently. County election officials are supposed to get $15,000 per early voting site, with extra money available for places with high concentrations of voters. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.